Chapter 12, The Role of Teaching Methods in Language Learning. Reading. Just as with the steps learners take in order to successfully learn a foreign language, there are a variety of methods in use for teaching the language as a second or a foreign language. Some of these methods are quite effective at helping learners achieve their goals. Others are not. In this chapter, we are going to look at some of these methods and how well they work. Probably the most common approach to teaching language today is called the communicative approach. In this approach, the goal is for the teacher and the students to use the target language as much as possible within the class and is mainly intended to increase speaking and listening skills, although it can be extended to the skills or reading and writing as well through what is sometimes called a whole language approach. The goal of the communicative approach is quite simply to get students to produce the language. Classes are often divided into small groups or pairs and are asked to talk about different topics based on the lesson of the day. In the whole language approach, the teacher and the class do not focus only on speaking or only on listening, but focus on all of the skills necessary to perform well in the second language. The belief is that this type of approach more accurately reflects the way the language is learned by children and the way that language is used in real life. In these approaches, the class is taught mostly or entirely in the second language. The immersion approach goes even further than the above approaches in that the classroom, or sometimes the entire school, becomes immersed in the second language. The first language is banned and students are required to do everything in the foreign language. The immersion approach tries to recreate the experience of studying abroad without leaving one's country. This has been a very popular and successful method for learning French in the United States. Another approach, and one that is widely used in Japan but rarely outside, is called the grammar translation method. The grammar translation approach quite simply aims to teach students the rules of the language by examining sentences, often from a literary text, and having students translate those sentences back into the native language. This type of method fails in many aspects and has been abandoned by most schools outside of Japan. The failure of grammar translation is that it treats language in a vacuum, almost as if the language were dead like Latin. By teaching translation, students never learn to think in the target language, which is important for fluency. And because the classes are taught in Japanese rather than in the target language, most students fail to ever progress beyond an intermediate level of language learning. In effect, this method often does a great deal of harm, frustrating students who can't understand why they are not able to speak English after many years of study.